getting Demetrius Harris back, but what is he bringing you so far that you've seen?
Well, it's just a matter of him getting his kind of his sea legs back with him. You know, right now, just obviously from our standpoint, it's great to have him back and to see him back out on the field. But really, for him to kind of get himself into football shape right now is kind of the expectation that we have going forward. And then, you know, just a matter of just him processing the stuff we've been doing throughout camp.
What's a realistic time frame to be able to help? You haven't practiced or played in whatever, 9 months, whatever.
I mean, it's going to be several weeks, I think, you know, with a guy that is coming off an injury, who hasn't practiced. He's run routes and he's done some things that way. But it's one thing to routes on air versus bodies on defense and making those transitions that way. So, you know, it's going to take some time. And, you know, and we can't rush him back either. You know, we've got to continue to monitor that progress as we go.
When you played last year, you guys used those three tight end formations with Sano and Kelce also. I mean, you know how successful you guys were when you guys had those guys in the field at the same time. What was it about those formations?
Well, I think one is, you know, teams do play with three tight ends. That's been going on for a long time, especially in short yardage goal line situations. But I think from our standpoint is being able to spread them out away from the ball and use them in bunches and clusters and use them that way. And they were athletic guys that not only run but could also run routes and catch the football. And so I think that was a little bit of a change for defenses that were scouting us and had to be prepared for that. And it's something that will continue to grow as a package for us on offense.
How much do you guys, offensive production really went down in the second half of the last season after he got hurt, and Fasano also can do that too. But how much of it can you pin on? You just didn't have those three tight ends you could go to when you really wanted that formation.
Well, I think any time that your tight end, it's a key position on offense because it's you know, it's a key in the run game, you know, for blocking defensive ends and linebackers and you know, when guys were nicked up and missed time, then you know, you got to find other ways to run the football. And you know, Kelce was learning at the time and he's gotten so much better at his run blocking skills that now he's in a position to be that guy. But last year he was learning and it set us back a little bit in the running game. And you know, going forward, I think looking at where we're at, we're blessed to have three or four guys now that we can put in there and kind of get that package back for us on offense.
You mentioned getting his sea legs back. What about his upper body? I mean, obviously, you're going to need him as a blocker. How much does the time away affect his blocking?
I mean, that's kind of part of that statement, you know, is just him getting back into football shape. You know, I'm sure he's probably sore today after running around yesterday. So, you know, it's just a matter of getting through that and fighting through that and then just building on each day at a time.
Coach Reed and John Dorsey, actually Alex Smith himself, have all mentioned that you guys are asking him to do more stuff this year. What are they talking about? What are you guys asking him to do that he wasn't doing last couple of seasons?
I think that we're using guys differently, so he has to process information differently. We are asking him to, if it means see more of the field in a progression, then he sees more of the field. And really, I think the run pass checks that we're doing at the line of scrimmage, I think are some of the things that he's very comfortable doing coming from San Francisco. That's what they did a lot of. And so we're asking him that way to do more and putting us into, you know, a better play, let's say, and giving him two or three options. You know, with any pass route and or run scheme. So, from that standpoint, that's part of doing more and asking him to do more that way.
When you mentioned see more of the field, is there a particular part of the field that doesn't see particularly well?
No, I think it's just a matter of just where your eyes. You know, the focus on are you looking at safeties or linebackers? What is the progression of the play and putting your eyes in the right spot and being able to see with a wide scope as opposed to a narrow scope. And we talk about that as quarterbacks, is having that wide vision that way, and to see two or three different guys on defense, and then again making the right decision.
That was about as good of a dress rehearsal as you guys could have had last game. Where's the work come in? What do you guys take away from that game? You need to get better at?
Well, I think where you need to get better is we had penalties in the red zone. Our execution wasn't as clean as we would have liked. There were a lot of great things in the game that we definitely can build off of. You know, the passing game was a success, but you also look at some of the runs we had, and it set up some of those shorter third downs for us, and we were able to convert at a high rate on third down. So, you know, all of that are positives. We just had a couple of breakdowns in the red zone with some penalties that cost us some points, you know, during that game that we have to clean up.
Was it encouraging to see Alex Smith fit the ball into tight windows on two touchdown passes? That's not necessarily something we would have done.
No, I mean, that's something that we have worked on that all offseason and through training camp, and we know, we talk about it and really preach about it as a staff and as a team that, you know, windows and lanes are tighter in the red zone, and that just goes without saying. Guys have to run crisp routes. They got to snap their head around, and Alex has to fit it into tight windows. It's you know, what you would like to call big boy football, and guys are going to have collisions down there, especially inside the 10, so that was good to see.
There were two passes he missed the other night, two completions. Did you look at those plays you could have had too?
Yeah, because there were some breakdowns up front on a couple of them that allowed him not to really set his feet and make the throw, and then just to, you know, coaching off the film that way and showing him that, hey, you know, this is kind of where you'd like to go with the ball, or you know, make a better decision here, and those are all things that, and that's the value of tape, and that's the value of right now still in training camp to clean those up before you hit the regular season.
It would appear that going into this last preseason, this from the outside, have two unsettled spots left, right guard and right back, whether because of injury or the shuffling before the people got hurt. Is there anything that could happen this week that would make that settled?
You know, with the injuries that we have, I mean, it's hard to actually just say, yeah, you know, that would happen. But, you know, the guys that are going to play this week and, you know, whoever we put out there on the field, you know, Thursday night, there's still the evaluation process. We, you know, you had the first set of cuts, and now you got another set coming up. So, you know, you still want to evaluate the guys. We're gonna find the best 11 to play, you know, against Houston, you know, we just have to. You got to be smart, you know, with what you're doing, and still allow your guys to go play without bogging them down.
Is it disappointing to be coming up to the fourth preseason game and still have kind of unsettled situation?
No, because the guys, you know, the guys we do have depth and we have experience there. Not much of experience, but there's experience there at those positions. And so, you know, we still have some time, but the time is running out, and we got to get that settled before we get to Houston, obviously.
Doug, when you're looking at the final,
well, offensively, too, a lot of it will come down to special teams, as you know. I mean, there's our receivers are asked to play teams, and they're usually, you know, kickoff or punt return guys, so that's a factor there. And then just how well are they, you know, how well do they fit into our system, and how well do they, you know, execute, and how well can they learn, and you know, do they give us the best advantage, you know, week in and week out, and that's how you kind of evaluate every position, and that's how you come up with your 53. Honestly, don't know. I can't give you a definite answer at this time.